Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Today's episode is the 5 megatrends in ag sales and what you need to do to survive, thrive, and prosper through them. Well, megatrends can be defined as those trends that are universal to everyone in the category and viewed as permanent. In other words, it's not a 3 to 5 year trend. A mega trend is something that will most likely not reverse or change course. A few words of caution about this article in general. Often when someone writes an article like this, they seem foreboding or ominous or all-knowing or negative, and they make it seem that farming is coming to an end. Or I wouldn't tell you this, is I feel exactly the opposite. I feel like these mega trends are things that are going on that you as a salesperson in the agribusiness world need to make some changes and adjust to them. Growing up in the agribusiness world, I learned that volatility is opportunity. And there is certainly enough negativity going around the ag industry right now that we don't need to add to it. So think about this for a minute. There are more people eating more food every day, and there's less land to grow it on. So demand is not going away, but how we supply it might change here, and this is what we're going to talk about. We need to just be smart enough to recognize the trends and change with them before we are forced to. Again, I think there is a high demand for the food as well as a high demand for capable employees in agribusiness. So ask any agribusiness about their greatest challenges, and I'll tell you that hiring and retaining top talent will be in the top 1 or 2 on that list. Without further ado, let's jump into megatrend number 1, tighter end user economics. Well, there's no surprise there. Here's the trend. Tighter margins for the end user, which is no surprise to you at this point, hopefully if you're in agribusiness, but this will eventually backtrack up through the vendor channel that sells to them. So crop producers are very near or below break-even, and several livestock markets like the dairy industry are in the same situation. Yet there are plenty of producers that have built up equity and own their own land or equipment, which allows them to be profitable. Tough times also allows for those in better financial positions to grow by mergers and acquisitions. And we can certainly see that in all the agribusiness news that's out there. So what should an ag sales professional do? Well, the overriding thing that you need to do for this particular aspect, this mega trend, is to get better business sense. Get a better business sense about you and what you bring to the company and to your customers. So number one thing of how to get to have a better business sense is know your numbers about you specifically. Know your total ROI, that's return on investment to the company. Sure, it's important to know how many units you sell, tons or bags or units, whatever your units are that you sell. However, somewhere within your organization, someone is calculating the ROI of the sales team. If you are not given actual margin dollars, then ask. And if that's not available, ask for like a rough margin estimate on your territory by unit. Well, once you know that, you just subtract out the cost of what you cost the company. Now, the cost of you is roughly 1.25 times your pay plus expenses. So, for example, if you make $50,000 plus you spend another $10,000 in expenses, that's $60,000 total, times 1.25 means your total cost to your company is about $75,000, give or take here or there, depending on what kind of benefit packages are offered and everything else. You're in that neighborhood of cost. Now compare that to your total gross margin, and you'll know what to do when those two numbers don't match up or you don't exceed that cost to your company. Second thing you can do is know your customers' numbers. In tighter times, you have to know these down to more detail. When times are booming and it doesn't matter and everybody's making money, you maybe don't have to know those numbers as down into the detail, down into the weeds. But now that they're tougher economic times, you need to know down into the weeds, know their economics. Understand the economics of whether or not a producer can afford your $200 bag of seed or your $300 bag of seed. Now, they might be able to pay for it, but you need to know, does it have an ROI that's worth spending the extra $100? If their ground and their farming practices won't net a higher ROI on that $300 bag of seed,
then you shouldn't sell it to them. Just because their yield goes up doesn't mean they make more money. Same with a more fortified dairy feed or a more fortified hog feed. Know their economics and do what's right for them. Of course, the opposite of that situation is true as well. A cheaper upfront cost, the $200 bag of seed, does not mean a higher ROI at harvest. That's the tough part of our jobs, is getting to that point across to our customer. Well, lastly, in the responding to the mega trend of tighter end user economics, pick your head up and look downrange. This is tough to do when you're really, really busy and you're hustling. But what are customers in your market doing as a reaction to their economics? Are they doing more cash rent, more ag lending? They're leaning more on vendor financing? Are they selling their livestock and going into contract grower arrangements? What will this trend do for your business, and how do you get in front of it? What products or services are they moving into? Look downrange 2, 3, 4 years and try to predict this. How can you dip your toe in the water if they're changing products and services? Maybe you can try out those products and services of selling them to your customers by dipping your toe in just a little bit. You don't have to change the whole program, but just trying that out a little bit. What strengths do you and your company have in those areas that you can leverage? These are some ways that you can react to mega trend number one, tighter end user economics. Well, mega trend number two is fewer local offices and support staff for you and your company. So here's the trend. Your local office isn't so local anymore with the web and the cloud storage and I don't even know how to pronounce this, VoIP, V-O-I-P phones and more customer accessible accounts. Companies are deciding, hey, we don't necessarily need all those local offices out there. Now, is this right or wrong? Does it save or does it cost money? Do you gain customers or lose customers? Well, that's a blog for a whole nother day. You just need to figure out how to adapt and prosper as these changes occur. So what does an ag sales professional do in light of this trend number two, which is fewer local offices and support staff? Learn and embrace it. You can fight it all you want. You can go to the bar after the sales meeting and complain all you want, but that will get you absolutely nowhere. Trust me, I tried it for years and got nowhere with it. Come Monday morning, you are still going to have to call someone 300 miles away to process that credit memo for your customer. I know it's not fun and it's a new system, but what I want you to do is, first thing is to jump in with both feet. Jump in with the new program, the newly assigned people. Let me tell you this, in all the years of mergers, consolidation, and technology changes, I have found very few that didn't have some kind of an upside. Yes, there was the inconvenience of doing it different than the old way, but most of the time, there was a positive outcome. Those salespeople that did the best were those that jumped in and didn't dwell on the past. So go into the new program and break the toy, as I call it. Push all the buttons, hit the keys, press the buttons on the new iPad, the new program. Click on all the features it has and see what it is. You won't break it. If you do, hey, you're new and they won't complain about it anyway because they're just happy that somebody's using it. Call the new person 300 miles away and learn about them. They have a family and they work hard just like the local person does. Instead of calling up angry as all your fellow salespeople are doing, show up some understanding and talk to them. Find out what it's like on their end. Make them understand what it's like on your end. Connect with them. Trust me, you'll be much happier for it. The last area about this mega trend, you know, having fewer support staff and fewer local offices, and that is around customer acceptance. Now, this can be the toughest part of the change. Certainly, you can change your attitude towards the change immediately. You just decide, hey, I'm going to embrace it and jump on board. But it's tougher to change your customer's opinion of that change. However, I want to ask you this. Guess who they are looking to for a clue as to how to react? That's right, you. So even though it's tempting to commiserate with your customer about it, it will not help. If you truly can't say something positive, then persist through it in neutral. Show them how to navigate the new program. Here's a quote. Yeah, it's different, and I was uncomfortable with the old... It's different, and I was comfortable with the old way as well. Here's how we get this done now. Just move through the change. Yeah, I get it. It was much easier before, or whatever you want to say, but here's how we get it done in the new system.
Megatrend number three, get this, wait for this, fewer salespeople. Not fewer total salespeople, but fewer salespeople doing what we are currently doing. What does that mean? Here's the trend. The total cost of outfitting a salesperson with a vehicle and all the electronics is increasing. No surprise there. Add in training and development, and the cost of putting a salesperson in front of a customer gets even higher. Now, factor in the cost of a salesperson who calls on either the wrong customers or customers that don't value a qualified salesperson calling on. I guess that's the same thing. Ones that are wrong are the ones that don't value you being there. And we didn't even count the first couple of years when a salesperson is getting up to speed on selling and the technical side of the business. Now, this may seem strange for a sales guy to say all this. However, that thought is going on whether or not I say it or you know it. Companies are looking at their sales team structure and challenging their go-to-market strategy. Who are our people calling on, and what is the cost of that? Ag is very geographic with remote sales team. However, does it make sense for a salesperson who is naturally wired to call on 100 cow dairies for them to be twisting in knots trying to call on 1,000 cow dairies just because they're nearby? Well, probably not. Doing so decreases their effectiveness at selling either of them. Customer segmentation and sales team alignment with those segments is an option and is being looked at harder than ever. Another aspect is the old incremental units sold to high volume, low margin. Let me say that again. This is another aspect of when people are looking at their sales, companies are looking at their sales teams. That is the old incremental units, so selling high volume, low margin customers. These are large accounts that require us to sell at a lower margin. Their volume certainly helps us reduce cost per unit over all. That's hence the term incremental units. Does it make sense to field a sales force to sell to large operations like this who don't value the technical expertise of your salespeople? They simply want the price, the product, and the logistics to fit their operation. I realize these accounts give you a large amount of unit and gross dollar sales. They give you a lot of units and gross dollar sales, but at what net margin? So what should an ag sales professional do to respond to fewer salespeople, bigger geographies, however you want to look at it? Well, the number one and number two things are to increase your efficiency and increase your effectiveness. Find out if your company has done any customer segmentation work, and if not, you need to do it within your own territory. You need to figure out which segment you are good at, large, small, direct to the farm, through a dealer network, through a distributor. Which do you like and which are you good at? And once you figure that out, expand into that space with gusto. Be the greatest there is in your company and in your market at selling the 500-acre customer, if that's what you pick. If a 2,000-acre customer comes along and wants to spend money with you, great. But stay focused on your target market. Oh, hey, one important thing about your target market. It has to... The market you decide to go after needs to be in line with what your company can service, and it has to be big enough to sustain you and the assets that make product for that market. Well, lastly, to respond to fewer salespeople in this mega trend, for those customers you are calling on, figure out why they value you coming to their farm and calling on them. Find this. This is really important to understand. There was a time when the salesperson was the sole source of product knowledge and ordering. Cell phones, the internet, and hundreds or thousands of local meetings later, and most customers can do their own research and put their own orders in. How do you expand on that information and add more value? They no longer need somebody to come out and read the brochure to them. They can find that information out for themselves. How do you help the customer get the most value from their operation by matching your company's strengths and resources to them? Well, hey, folks, this is the five megatrends in ag sales, and that was number one, two, and three. Let me recap. Number one, tighter end user economics. Number two, fewer local offices and support staff. And number three, fewer salespeople. Well, number four and number five, you'll have to join me next week as we run through the rest of the five megatrends in ag sales.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and, and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.